This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Well, it's about time we ran into each other in front of all of our friends.
I know. It's good to see you.
And we're going to talk about music, which you know is not my wheelhouse.
I got you.
But there's so much in Northwest Arkansas.
It's a good thing.
There's outdoor music and free music and blues music, and it's one of the things we all love, even if you don't get out and do it as much as you wish you did.
Right.
So this whole segment is dedicated to summer music.
Love it.
Starts with the Eureka Springs Blues Festival.
Right.
Which is this weekend. And a bunch of this is free.
Okay.
I like free. Mm-hmm. I won't make you do math because I make Kyle do math.
I appreciate
that. We won't
that.
Do that. All right. Starting today at 5 o'clock at the Basin Spring Park, there's free music. Then later at Basin Park Hotel, there's $15 music.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, there's free music starting at 1 o'clock at the Rowdy Beaver. And then the Brick Fields Band is playing at 3 at Basin Spring Park. And then Coco Montoya is the headliner.
Sounds pretty great.
And the tickets for that start at $20.
So very affordable.
So very affordable. And then Sunday, they're going to have a Father's Day blues picnic starting at noon at Turpentine Creek.
Uh-huh.
$20 to get in, and all sorts of people, and then an all-star jam at the end. So you can do the whole weekend for almost nothing.
I like it.
And then there's the Forest Concert Series at Crystal Bridges.
Starting up again.
I am now madly in love with one of the musicians.
Okay.
His name is Dom Flemons.
Uh-huh.
And he's one of the founders of the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he knows more about music. Okay, he's Clark Buehling with an African-American perspective. He knows all about folk music and all about historic music, and he's amazing. But before that, starting on the 16th, there's Diggin' Roots, that's tomorrow, mm-hmm. which is some of the people that are here for the Native American Symposium.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 23rd, they're doing Latin music. And then on the 30th, Crescent City Combo, mm-hmm. who I just heard, and they're amazing.
Local band?
July 7th is Dom Flemons. July 14th is a Beatles tribute. July 21st is Amasa Hines Band with Rosenbridge as the opener. July 28th is the Funk Factory. August 4th is an island party with Rochelle Bradshaw and Hypnotion.
She's so much fun.
And Dana Louise and Friends are the opener.
Oh, that does sound like a fun night.
And then August 11th, 1 ounce jig with Jamie Lou and Friends is the opener.
Also a good bill.
Okay, here's the deal about this.
Uh-huh.
They're $10.
Right. Isn't it free for members?
It's free for members
uh-huh.
and free for kids under 18.
Okay. So also very affordable.
And then there's the Gully Park Concert Series.
Which is also free and has been for
22 years.
Two decades, yeah.
Scary. I remember when they started this and we thought it was the coolest thing on the planet.
It's still very cool.
Well, it still is. You take a blanket, you hear music. Little kids get up and dance. It's a great time. June 28th is the Empty Pockets, which is rock and roll and Midwestern soul. July 12th is the Mighty Pines, which is roots music.
Mm-hmm.
We love roots music
we
here.
We do.
July 26th is Barrett Baber, who's like our hero of Northwest Arkansas from The Voice. And August 9th is a band called Fett's Folly that I've never heard of.
They've been on the show a couple of times.
Are they fun?
They're very fun.
And all of this is free. And then there's the Mountain Street Stage. This is my soapbox for this summer.
Okay.
I've got the finger up and the head bobbing, so you can just know that.
She's serious.
This happens every Sunday for 2 months at the Fayetteville Public Library. They have really good air conditioning.
Very important during the summer.
They have a coffee shop in the lobby where you can get treats for the kids for cheap. And they have great music. My daughter and I saw Crescent City Combo a couple of weeks ago. This Sunday is Sad Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Which you just told me a minute ago that you liked a lot.
Yeah, also been on the show. Very good band.
June 24th is Route 358, which is a family group that does originals and covers. And July 1st is Betsy and Clark. And I talked to her last year for something. She's from here. and graduated about the same time that like Becca Harrison did from Fayetteville High School.
Uh-huh.
And now she's in Kansas City, part of this partnership, and they play fiddle and banjo. So they play Americana roots.
Okay.
Then July 8th is Shore and Cockrum. July 15th is East of Zion, more Orzok roots. July 22nd is Bo Jennings and the Tigers, Americana indie folk rock. And July 29th is Divas on Fire, which I cannot wait for because I've never seen them perform.
Oh, yes. It's a lot of very talented female performers from other groups around here who come together, and it's kind of like a super group.
So here's the deal I'm going to make, y'all.
Oh, okay.
If you come up to me at the library any Sunday between now and the end of this concert series, and you tell me that you heard it on this show, uh-huh. and you came because you heard it on Ozarks at Large, I will have a surprise for you.
I like gifts.
You can't miss me. I have bright red hair and a cute little girl with me. This is my offer.
I like it. I think it's a good deal. So free music, free air conditioning, and a free prize.
And free prizes.
Yeah.
How can you go wrong with this?
I don't think you can.
This is my soapbox for this summer.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.